Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you once again, my listeners. This is Pastor Ola Starling with the Anointed Word Ministry. And today, I'm just happy to be here. And I thank God that I'm able to come before you tonight and share in the goodness of the Lord. Because one thing I realize, and I do know, that without Him, I'm nothing. And without Him, I can do nothing. This is why I say, I will give Him my all in all. Because without Him, it amounts to nothing. Nothing. I can have everything I like and I want in this world. But if I don't have the Lord in my life, I'm nothing. And I can do nothing. And I will amount to nothing. I give Him the praise and I give Him the glory. And today I want to say thank you for each and every one of you that are here and listening and a part of this broadcast. Because what I realized that He's using me only as an instrument. I'm nothing, nobody. I can do no more than He would allow me to do. But God will use whom He will. You only have to be a willing vessel. Amen. And tonight, I just want to say to you, bring the lost ones, bring the unsaved ones, bring your neighbors, your friends, your family. Tonight, I just want to say and just talk a little bit, and then we're going to go into the prayer, the message tonight in the prayer, because America has lost it. We've lost it. We have nothing else that we stand for. We are truly out of control. Well, it's not to be so unexpected, because the Bible said that when He comes, this world will be in a mess, and it is in a mess. Anything goes, and everything goes. It is the worst in the universe. And I don't believe that God will create another universe and it'll be like this one, because this is one of the worst there is. People do what they want, say what they want, act how they want. Whatever they want, they just do it. No regard. No regard. And the sad part about all that you're doing, you're only losing out in the end. Because guess what? The Bible says you can gain this world, but you lose your own soul. It profits you nothing. Nothing. It doesn't matter how much money you have or how famous you are or what you have, or what you drive, what you eat, how much money you save, and your name. If it's not as rubies, it is nothing. We have took this thing to another level. And God is just standing waiting to pull the curtain. I've never seen nothing like it before in my life. An outside show to the world. Why? Just why? What did it profit? Who is it profiting? We're doing so much now that we have lost complete humanistic, what you may say, acting in society. We act like idiots. Crazy, stupid, silly stuff that we do. And we think it's okay. But I just want to say to you tonight, if I was you, I would check myself, and because the Bible says, let every man examine himself. All this you're doing, what would it profit you? All this you have done, what would it profit you? Nothing. If your soul is not in God's hand, you have nothing. You profit nothing. You see, one thing about us is we as individuals, we have to understand, once somebody leaves this world, that's it. I don't care how you do it, what you do, how you put them up, how you lay them down, how you sit them up. It's over. Over. It is over. And you make it, the Bible said, let the dead bury the dead. Oh, I didn't say it. But the Lord said, let the dead bury the dead. But when we get to the point that we carry on as much as has happened in these last 2 weeks. Shame, shame, shame. All of this that we've done. How many souls were saved? How many came to God? How many gave their life to the Lord? How many thought about one day I'm gonna have to go the same route? How many say, you know what? I need to get my life right with God. How many did that? It was such a charade. Everybody felt like, oh, this is the best thing ever happened. But listen to me. It's not the best thing ever happened. It's the worst. All the millions of people, trillions of people, how many souls came over to the Lord because of what happened? How many? It had nothing to do with the soul. It had everything to do with the outside show of the world and the charade. But God forbid. Because listen to me carefully. When the word of God stated what it profits you to gain this world and lose your soul. You see, people have this idea, you know, I live like hell and do what I want to do while I'm on this ripple. When my time comes, I lay on my bed and I can say, Lord, forgive me, or I'm sorry. That's a cheap way out. Doesn't work like that. You must have lived for the Lord, and you know your destiny. It was very sad. But however, we turn away from God. We don't want no God. We don't need God. We only call him when we need it, when pain or sickness or death or something tragic happens. Then we call God. Oh, God, help me. But I heard the word say, when you just say, remember me in the days of thy youth. And when you are old, I will remember you. Because, you know, he's a God. He'll mock you, you know. You will say, Lord. He'll say, Lord. But remember the Lord while you're strong and while you're clothed in your right mind and while you got a mind to serve him. See, many times we want to treat God like a part-time lover, but he won't be a part-time lover. Hey, God, devotion. He's not a part-time lover. He's a full-time or no-time. You can't deal with him like you deal with man. A relationship, because the Bible declared that there will come a time when that time comes. You're going to say, Lord, I gave to the church, and I gave to this, and I gave to that, and I did this. He's going to say, but who are you? Who are you? I don't know you. You know why he don't know you? Because you didn't have a relationship with him. You loved it, what he could give to you, but you didn't want to receive him as your Savior. And then he said, I will say to you, depart from me. I don't know you. Because he said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. My sheep know my voice, and I know my sheep. If somebody call you by your name and they say, hey, come here, who is hey? You say, that's not my name. You have to know that person by their name. People sometimes know people even by their voice. They don't have to know the name. They would say, oh, since this thing. Oh, I know that's Pastor Stalin right there, their voice. God said, my sheep know my voice, and the stranger they will not follow. But many times we've been following strangers to the end, and now we want Jesus to know who we are. It doesn't work like that. He must be familiar with you. You must have spent time with him in his presence. Seeking his things, seeking the things that he loved. He said, first seek ye the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. But everybody's seeking after fame. Everybody's seeking after the big name. Everybody's seeking after want to be seen. But nobody's seeking after the things of God. He says, first seek ye the kingdom of God. First seek ye the kingdom of God. And we don't mean just saying, oh, Lord, I love you. Oh, Jesus, that's not seeking him, sweetie. That's not seeking him. Seeking him means he spends time with you and you spend time with him. He know you and you know him. Relationship, relationship. That's what he wants from each and every one of us. But many times we use God like we try to use people. I call him when I need him. Other than that, I ain't got nothing to do with him. I call him when I want him, but other than that, I don't have anything to do with him. But I want to rest assured, Let me let you rest assured that you won't get in like that. You must know who he is. I don't care who you are. To be me, you better know who he is. And then the next thing you must understand, out of all this that we're doing, the Bible said, make sure your name is written. Oh, we done forgot that part. Nobody care about the written. Make sure your name is written. Not to be said, but be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It must be in there before you get there. Hello, somebody. Written in the Lamb's Book of Life. There's a book that he will go through at the white judgment. And every name will be called. But you best have a relationship and have made that relationship with him. Because one thing the word of God declared, the Bible don't lie. Never did, never will, on any occasion. He said this, you will stand before the judgment of God. You will stand at the white throne of God. God will go through each life. He said, you will give an account of everything done in the body, whether it's good or bad, you will give an account. Everybody, no respect of a person. So you must do your work now. This is your work that you work in the field now. Because the Bible says when night comes, no man can work, no woman, no boy, no girl, nobody can work. That means when he calls you home, ain't no more work for you. It's over. It's over. There's no repentance in the grave. We have put God on the back burner about everything in our life. He's the first, he's the last. We come in with him and we go to bed. We don't do nothing with him during the day because it's all about us. It's all about what we're doing. You must understand, my friend, this life will come to a close for everyone. But what are you working to make sure when this one closes, you can do done? This one is just, see, this is not the real world, my people. Let me explain to you. This is not the real world. This is the temporal world. This is the temporal world. This is temporal. It's going to go. It's going to vanish. But the eternal life is in the spirit realm with God, the Holy Ghost. You live forever. You don't die. Your spirit don't die. Your soul don't die. That corpse goes back to the dirt from which it came. It deteriorates. But the soul, see, that spirit lives forever. It do not die. And see, people think, oh, it's over now. No, it just begun. It just begun because you must give an account of what has been done. The Bible said you reap what you have sown. People, think about not this life, but the one to come. This is where you get ready to meet and be with the Lord forever. But it's according to what you do here to get you to that place. Consequences. But I just want to let you say to you tonight, don't let it be said, too late, shall be the cry. I know you know, praise God, about the Bible, and the Bible talks about the young man Dives and how he was so evil on this earth and how he did Lazarus. You read it, it's in the book. Hallelujah. And the Bible said Dives was an evil, rich, evil, nasty man. All purple lavish and what was dressed well and had the best of the best. Okay? Yes, he did. But what he didn't know, that one day he would have to give all that up and wasn't going to take anything with him. Not even to the clothes they put him on to get away. They weren't going either. What a waste. But he died. And Lazarus died. Mm-hmm. The rich and the poor got to go. But he went to a different place. The rich man. The Bible said he went to Hades, which is called Hades. It's called the lowest of the lowest. We call it hell. But it was Hades. But Lazarus went to sleep in Abraham's bosom. Lazarus had a relationship with God. Hades, I mean, Daeed didn't have one. He acted like he had one. He showed the world he thought he had one. But this is the time you don't want to think. You need to know. Where's your destiny? Where it lies? And there is a gulf mix, he said, between them. I mean, you can't visit any time you want to. You can't even cross over. Hallelujah. Thank God, Yahshua. He said this. He said, while he was resting, Abraham resting, I mean, and Lazarus resting in Abraham's bosom, and Daeed, God allowed Daeed to look over and see what was going on because he couldn't come over. Hey. And he said, but Lazarus is resting. He's like, he's so at peace. He was. He was sleeping in the bosom of Abraham. Daeed was in pain and suffering. And he asked Abraham, can you just wake up Lazarus and let him come and just give me a glass of water? But you didn't want to give him the crumb that fell from your table when you was with him. He wasn't good enough for you. Can he just come and just put some water on my tongue? Because right now I'm burning. I'm scorching. My tongue is scorching. It's so dry. It's like paper. It's dry and it's fake. Like flakes up on it. Can you just let him come and put his finger in my word and cool my tongue? Because right now I'm in pain, and he seemed to be in rest. And Abraham said, no. Why would I do that? Why would I do that? Back there in yonder's place, on the earth, he means, you had no dealings with Abraham. You didn't want to be bothered with Abraham. You wouldn't even give him the crumbs. Not just a piece of bread, but the crumbs that fell from your table. You slipped songs all over him. And the only way Abraham would get some attention, he allowed the dogs to come and lick his souls to get him well, because he was filled with balls and souls all over his body. But you wouldn't give him no help. You had no problem. You had nothing to do with him. You didn't want to be bothered with him. And the Bible says that you want him now to come give you water? No. You should do what you do now that is recorded what you did here. When you get that, God can see. He know your works. And then he had the nerve to ask another favor. Father, could you allow Father Abraham, allow him to go back to my mother's house? It's a sad thing because whole families are going to damnation. Whole families. Children, mama, daddy, babies, grandmama, granddaddy, auntie, uncle, cousins, dads, nephews, all of them going right to the same place. Because everybody's doing the same thing, doing nothing, and don't want to have no part to do with the Lord Jesus Christ. Big mistake. Now when you die, you want to put me rest in peace. I differ with you. Ain't no rest for the weary. And what the Lord is saying here tonight, y'all playing games, Russian roulette with your lives. Because the devil has blinded you and fooled you that you do not want to come to the knowledge of the truth. The Bible says, I didn't prepare hell for you, and I didn't prepare it for you. I didn't. Your family, nobody. I prepared it for the devil. But he done fooled you, and now you're following him, and you're going to be wrecked with him. You don't have to believe it, but one thing about it, hell sure will be empty. You don't have to believe it. It's sure not empty. That sure won't say no room. It won't tell you no room. It's just, hey, it's a vacancy. It's definitely vacant. It's a lot of vacant spaces. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. And the devil done fooled the whole nation. He got you bent. He got you blinded to the truth. Because nobody wants to talk about there is a place that where all the ungodly will go. Liars, thieves, robbers, killers, all of them will go. Didn't serve God because you was too busy trying to impress other people about who you are. God. Hallelujah. But the Bible is saying tonight, you have a chance as long as you are alive. You have a chance to make that choice. And if I was you and I didn't know who he was, I will make that choice tonight. The Bible says, when you hear my voice, don't harden your heart. For it is a day of salvation. Salvation has come to you, and it's up to you to reject it. But he said, go back and tell my father, go back to my mother's house. Just let him go to my cousin. His brother was doing the same thing he was, being arrogant, nasty, had nothing to do with God, didn't want to share, didn't want to. He was all about him. It was all about him, all about me. Me. Go back to my mother's house. I have five brothers. Tell them not to come to this place. Abraham said, no. They don't hear the evangelists I have back there. They didn't hear Moses. They won't hear the evangelist. Why would they hear one come from the dead? Because the devil has blinded them to the truth. The world is so demonic, so evil, and the things in the world and the people in the world are evil. That's why the word of God said, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Fill your hearts with songs and the word and prayer. Everything you can find that deals with the Lord, fill it, because the devil is coming for your mind. And if he gets your mind, he got you. See, the world don't want no God. They want a godless society. They don't want God. They don't want nobody talking about no God in here. They want to live it like they want to live it. Just be just chaos, just out of control, out of order. Evil, evil. They don't want no God. They don't want no right. They want wrong. And most, and it's a sad thing about it, most of the churches are falling into that rut. They do everything the world does. Talk like a, walk like a, act like a. We don't know who's who. But they say, who's who? In the house of the Lord. You say the house of the Lord. But that's no house of the Lord. You got dancing churches. Not everybody up there dropping it while it's hot and doing the name. Everything is going on in the place you call the house of God. Oh, but when he comes, wherever he finds you, he will appoint you your portion. And when he gives that portion, that's your destiny. God weeps because the church has grown cold. What church? What? It's all about collecting money. Not one time did he get up there and preach about your soul, about your song, but they preach on your tithe. Your soul is not important, my friend. You just a number. God ain't pleased. And he going to deal with the individual. He going to deal with you. Now, you can't put everything, praise God, on the pastor, because you have to buy your own. You get your Bible and you study your Bible. You can't take everything somebody say to you come across a pulpit. These people preaching, praise God, for money. They ain't preaching for your soul. Do you know that? You might not say, you better get that word and study it for yourself. Because he's not going to hold that pastor responsible for what you should have done for yourself. You got to study God's word for yourself. That's why he said, let every man examine himself. Let every man study the word of God for yourself. There's no excuse. You follow one ain't teaching you nothing while you're still there. You need to get the word for yourself. There is no time. Very little time left for you to realize that you is on your own. Baby, it's not about your soul. Believe me. It's about your finances and your money. Nobody care about your soul. That's why it's up to you, my friend, to know God. Get a prayer life with God. Get a prayer life with the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray. One person can say, you got to pray just to make it today. You don't have to wait till tragedy comes and then you're going to pray. You should always pray. The Bible says a man should always pray and not to faint. You will reap your benefits if you don't faint. You get it. But you must have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And not because you're sick or you think you're getting ready to die or you got tragedy coming. Or you didn't know you should have a relationship with him, because if you got a relationship with God, he's going to take care of you. He's going to make sure your needs are met. He's going to do that. Ask me how I know. He did it for me, and he's still doing it. Prayer is a sincere and sensible affection pouring out of the heart to our, and out of our soul to God. That's what prayer is. Through Christ, in the strength and the assistance of the Holy Spirit for such things as God has promised. You see, God can't make a promise and don't keep it, because he's not a God that he should lie. According to the word of God, according to the word of God, with submission and faith to the will of God. The sacred idea of prayer is therefore to put it sharply, sharply, and just commune with God. When you got prayer, you are communing with God. You don't have to have a cup with a few little juice in it. But when you got God, you communing with God even in prayer. That's the best communion you can have, is with God. God may have communion with us without even with prayer. Why? Once you pray to God and he know you. He know you through your voice. He know you through your prayers. He said your prayers will come up before me as a sweet smell. He may enter our souls and beneath our consciousness and deal with us from within. God don't deal with us from the outside. He deals with us from the inside. Why does he deal with us from the inside? Because the spirit, your spirit, he don't deal with your flesh. He deals with your spirit. And all this flesh on parade. God don't deal with that. He deals with us from the inside. And because he is within us, we can be in communion with him apart from prayer. But if you've got him on the inside, prayer gonna come. Now, I think we may say, you know, empathetically, that the prayer is a mean of grace above everything else, because it is in all is form of conscious communion with the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the source of all grace. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace. And when the soul is in contact with God, in that close relationship with God, in association with him, it's not only in an attitude to receive grace. It is not only actually seeking grace. It is a soul of the saved individual. See, the Bible says, no man can come to the Father except through Jesus. You can't come through Mary, Buddha, whoever else you might be worshiping, whatever God you may worship, you can't come. You got to come through him. You must be born again. Born again. Oh, how can I be born again? Well, he said this. This is why he told Nicodemus. Praise God. He said it in Matthew 3. I believe it was chapter 3. He says, Nicodemus said, Lord. Now, Nicodemus was a man of big, of great stature. He was a ruler in a big, huge army. You know, he told people what to do, and he sent them out, and he brought them back or whatever. He had that authority. And one day he heard Jesus talking that you must be born again. People don't talk about that no more. Everybody now just walk down to the altar, give God, give the preacher your hand, and give him a few dollars in the basket. Are you saved? But the Bible says, every man, you must repent. Repent. Oh, what is that? That's a new terminology. Repent. He said, repent, every one of you, or we all going to likewise perish. And he's not a God that he should lie. And when he said the soul of the saved in the vigil is already receiving and possessing grace, and that closeness with God is the very essence of prayer. You can't come to God any way you want to. You got to come the way he say, my friend. He said, come to me. Repent. R-E-P-E-N-T. Repent. Not respect, but repent. Every one of you. Or we all going to likewise perish. You don't care nothing about your status. You don't care about how much money you got. Care how you look, what you live in, what you drive, how educated you are. He doesn't care about that. He said, we all must repent. This is why he told Nicodemus. Nicodemus said, I'm a man of great stature, but I never heard that terminology. And what do you mean, repent? I mean, how do I go back into my mother's womb, because I'm a grown man now. And God broke it down to him. Jesus said, Nicodemus. And he didn't want nobody to see him talking to Jesus because he was a man of great stature. He felt belittled, you know. So he went to Jesus by night. Sneaked in by night. Even when his followers or his army guys or whoever, the military, to see him going in, he went in, sneaked in, and said, Father, Jesus, what do you mean being born again? Hey, I'm a grown man. I can't go back into my mother's womb. Jesus explained him, Nicodemus, that is born of the word is of the water, that of the spirit is of the spirit. He said, what do you mean? You must be born again. You must be baptized. You must repent. A new birth. A new birth. Spiritual birth. He said, what do you mean? You must repent. If you don't repent, you're going to likewise perish. You must go to God and tell God, I'm sorry for all of my sins that I have committed, unknown and unknown. Whatever I've done, God, is not pleasing in your sight. Forgive me. I repent of my life. I repent of the things I have done. Father, don't let me die and go to that place, that burning hell, brimstone. Meaning, don't stop burning. See, people will tell you it's not true, but let me explain to you it is true because God put me in there. This is why I'm talking today like I'm talking, because he put me in hell. He took me there from the dance floor. And I had a choice to make. And I made him my choice. We are playing. You are playing Russian roulette. Yeah, Russian roulette with your life. The devil got you fooled. He didn't hoodwink you. He didn't hoodwink you. Thinking you're all right. But if you don't know who Jesus is, you're not all right. You got a one-way ticket into hell. And one thing about it, you don't exit out. Oh, the door is wide open. Come as you are, yes. But once you get in, you can't back out. Oh, you there. You in there. My God. You're there. And I want to let you know, you ain't partying where you're there either. You ain't singing, you ain't popping, you ain't partying. You are in torment forever. Forever. You're there. Everybody want a little sweet gospel preached to them, because I don't care nothing about your feelings. Let me explain that to you again. I do not care about feelings. Feelings. If you cared about that, then you wouldn't want to go where you're headed. Don't let it be said too late, too late. You must get your relationship with God. You must do that. It seems very easy, like everything is okay and all is well. No, it's not well. Because if you are not in relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, you are in trouble. As I said before, whole families are going in together. Families are going together in a place of eternal damnation. But God said, as long as you're alive, you got a second chance, my friend. You have a second chance. You do have a second chance as long as you are in God. You have a second chance. But now if you don't want that second chance, keep living the way you're living. And too late shall be the cry. But tonight, Father, I come to you tonight, Holy Father. But as I enter, praise God, into your presence for prayer this day. Heavenly Father, I come to you now. In the name of my Father, Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of your Son, my Savior, Jesus. And Heavenly Father, I bow and I worship before you. And I come to you with the praise and with the thanksgiving. And I come to you in humility. And I come to you in fear and in trembling and seeking truth. I come to you in gratitude and love and through, praise God, your precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Because you said it in your word, Father, if two or three, praise God, gather, you will be in the midst. And Father, I come to you in one according in the name of Jesus, according to Matthew 18 and 19. Heavenly Father, I pray that you forgive me and all of those, praise God, that's under the sound of my voice for their sins of commission and sins of omission. And praise God, and any known sin, Father, any known sin. They don't have to name it, God, but any known sin. According to Psalms 12, 19 and 12, Father, I repent of all of my sins and I ask you to forgive me of all of my sins, my iniquities, my transgressions, and to cover me with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I ask you to do this in the name of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, according to your word in 1 John 1 and 9. I am thankful for this day, for this is the day that you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I am thankful that Jesus died on the cross for me, knowing it cleansed me from all righteousness, according to 1 John 1 and 9. And I allow me to come boldly to the throne of grace, according to Hebrews 4 and 16. I am thankful for the power in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to protect and cleanse and heal, deliver, sanctify, redeem, justify, and to make all things new. Praise God, because you said in your word, if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe, praise God, that he was raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Father God, I thank you, Father God, and I declare and I decree that where the blood of Jesus Christ is applied, Satan cannot enter, according to Hebrews 10, 4, and 23. And I confess that Jesus is Lord over my family, my church, my finances, businesses, jobs, and possessions, my neighborhood, my car, praise God, my children. Praise God, I thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for being present with me always. And thank you for the gift of the Spirit. Father, I praise and thank you for everything you have done, for everything you are doing, for everything you are going to do. Blessed be the name of you, Lord. Father, I know that my battle is not with the flesh and with blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against wicked spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, I put on the whole armor of God, that I may be able to stand without even days. Praise God, and having done all to stand, I will be strong in you, Lord, and in the power of your might. According to Ephesians 16 and 13, I have Christ in me, the hope of glory, according to Colossians 1 and 27. So I shall prevail because the battle is not mine, but all the Father God is yours. And Lord, according to 1 Samuel 17 and 47, Father, I know you put on the breastplate of righteousness, according to Ephesians 6, 14. I sanctify my flesh. Now, according to Romans 8 and 13, Father, as I die daily from self-desires and live to do your desires, according to 1 Corinthians 15:31, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the mind of my flesh to shut up. Don't talk to me about sin. And I am dead to sin according, praise God, to your word, praise God, because your word cannot lie. But according, praise God, to the word of the Lord, hallelujah, I know, praise God, that your word is true. I know, praise God, that your word stands forever. Hallelujah. No, nothing, praise God, can move, praise God, the word of God, because it is sanctified. It is sanctified and glorified. Hallelujah. And praise God, in Romans 6:2, devil, you a liar. Don't talk to me about condemnation, for there is no condemnation in me, because I am in Christ, according to Romans 8:1. I walk after the spirit and not after the flesh, according to Romans 8:4. I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus, according to Isaiah 53:5. I have been redeemed from the curse of the law, according to Galatians 3:13. I am blessed when I come in and blessed when I go out. I am blessed in the city and blessed in the country. Let everything I touch be blessed and prosper, according to Deuteronomy 28:3-6. All these blessings shall come upon me and overtake me, because we are to obey you, praise God, in the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father God, that you did not give us, praise God, give us the spirit of fear, but the power of love and the power of a sound mind, according to 2 Timothy 1:7. Father, I now, praise God, put on the helmet of salvation. I declare, hallelujah, that we are spiritually minded, according to Romans 8:6, and have the mind of Christ, according to 1 Corinthians 2:16. I take off the carnal ways of thinking, according to Romans, hallelujah, 12:2. Praise God, I take it off, praise God, and I put on the helmet. I no longer allow my five carnal senses to affect the way that I think. I exercise my spiritual senses, spiritual hearing, spiritual sight, spiritual touch, spiritual taste, spiritual smell, according to Romans 8:14. I thank you, Father, for being my God, my peace of Jehovah, Jehovah Shalom, according to Judges 6:24. I'll now go to my lion with the belt of the truth. I am set free from bondages and strongholds, hallelujah, according to 2 Corinthians 10:4. I now operate in discernment, according to Hebrews 5:14, that I may continue to be free, hallelujah. I take off all dependency of the flesh, dependency of anything in this world, hallelujah. Praise God, in this world system, hallelujah. I trust and depend completely on you, Father. Father, according to Psalms 31:1, I thank you that you are my healer, Jehovah Rapha. You are my provider, Jehovah Jireh. I thank you, praise God, Heavenly Father. I now cover my feet, hallelujah, with the preparation of the gospel of peace with the sandals, enabling me to walk in the spirit, so I will fulfill the lust of the flesh, according to Galatians 5:16. I thank you that the Spirit leads me and I walk in the light as Jesus is the light, according to 1 John 1:7. As I cover my feet with the preparation, I take off vanity, pride, darkness, and ignorance, according to Colossians 3:8-10. Father, I put on the shield of faith, which protects me from the fiery darts of the enemy, according to Ephesians 6:2. Praise God, I thank you, praise God, for I'm able to put on the shield of faith. I'm able, praise God, to stand, praise God. Hallelujah, and I put on the faith. I will take off all fear, mistrust, unfaithful, and undisobedient. Father, I now put on my hand, in my hand, the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, which chooses to use against all forces of evil. I declare that I will defeat the enemy with the word of God, as the Spirit of the of God leads me, according to Revelation 9:11-16. I put, praise God, away all murmuring, complaining, condemning, and criticizing. I'll now take the sword of the Spirit and use it, praise God, the authority of God has ordained me, with according to Luke 9:1. For I have been given authority over power and principalities, according to Luke 10:19. In the name of Jesus, I pray in faith. In the name of Jesus, I pray in the faith of the Lord. And Father God, I come to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. Praise God, and with worship, in humbleness, in the Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ, in the Spirit, which is the Ruach HaKodesh. I thank you, Father God. You have to reveal, praise God, to me in unconfessed sins that I may have in my heart at this time, praise God. Let not any unconfessed sins be or what, praise God, find place in me. But Father, I ask you to forgive me and show me mercy for all the sins known and unknown. I ask you, Lord, to forgive me for all transgressions, iniquity, trespasses, and grudges, hallelujah, or unforgiveness that I have in my heart at this time. But praise God, let it not be found in me. But Lord, wash me with the cleansing, with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, praise God, I ask you that you destroy any assignment, plan, praise God, or works that Satan has assigned to my life. Praise God, destroy him. Praise God, for the ditch he digs for me, he will fall in the pit. And Father, I thank you, praise God, because you cause your anointing to break and destroy the yoke of every bondage that is over me, and to bring down things that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, as I take every thought captive to obedience of Christ, according to 2 Corinthians 10:3-6. Lord Jesus, I ask you to give me, forgive me, praise God, freedom and liberty from all sicknesses and diseases, praise God. Forgive, praise God, and forgive, praise God, and deliver, praise God, my children, my family, my loved ones, praise God, those that are close to me. We rebuke, praise God, every sign of sickness, diseases, praise God, and I ask you for this according to your complete and total will. Precious Jesus, Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over me and my family, my loved ones, my businesses, my marriage, my finances, praise God, my dreams, my visions, my ministry. Praise God, I plead the blood over it right now. But Father God, help me to keep my eyes, praise God, fixed on you, the Lord and Savior, and you know that through, praise God, you, I am victorious. And Lord, I ask you to release your healing virtue into my body, into my family's body, into those, praise God, that are close to me, my loved ones, praise God. Lord Jesus, I ask you that you touch me and loose and encamp your warring angels and ministering angels into my presence and to keep me safe, hallelujah, lest I stumble, that I will not be caught, praise God. Praise God, I would not fall. But Heavenly Father, I thank you for you, praise God, that you bless and prosper, praise God, me according to your divine will. In your name, Father, for you are able to do all things but fail. And Father, I come to you, praise God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior, and I make a joyful shout to you, hallelujah. I come before your presence with singing, and I enter into your gates with thanksgiving, and to your courts with praise. Lord, I ask you to hear my prayer according to your loving kindness and according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Father, hallelujah, anoint me with the healing oil. Wash me with the worship of your worship of your word. Father God, wash me, Father, and I shall be as white as snow. And Father, you are able to wash me, praise God, going and coming. And Father, I thank you, praise God, that I am whiter than snow. And Father God, according to Psalms 51:7, created me a clean heart, O God, a clean heart, and renew a steadfast spirit within me, and do not cast me away from your presence. Hallelujah. And Father, I thank you for Psalms 31:32-1. Please do not take your spirit from me. Do not take your Holy Spirit from me, your Ruach HaKodesh, from me, but restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me in your generous spirit, Father, and that I will be able to teach the transgressors and the sinners so that they can be converted to you, Father. God, my salvation, my tongue shall sing aloud your righteousness. Lord, open my lips and my mouth to show forth your praises, for God does not desire sacrifice, else I would give it. But teach me, O Lord, how to know that your sacrifices are, praise God, a humble spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. I humble myself in the complete repentance before you. I ask you, God, I ask you to forgive me for all sins, God, known and unknown. I ask you to cover those sins with the blood of Jesus as I truly repent for my sins. I repent, Father God, knowing, praise God, that you can forgive anyone who has ever wronged me, that you can forgive them. Praise God, you are able, or who have hurt or spoken evil over my life. And Father God, I denounce every open ear word that has been spoken over my life, over my children, over my dreams, over my vision, over my finances. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And Father, I send it to the spirit of outer darkness. I send it back to the spirit of outer darkness. Return, go, return, go, 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 in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you. But Father, I know that you're able to forgive everybody, everyone for wrong, that he has wronged me. And Father, forgive me for those that I have wronged. But Father God, let not, praise God, sin dwell in my body. in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. Hey, God, Aboshiasa. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father God, thank you, Father. Father God, I praise you right now. Father God, I try, praise God, to those that try to harm me in any way, and I bless them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I ask you to forgive me for any unforgiveness or bitterness, any anger, any strife, any animosity, any resentment that I may have had in my heart towards anyone at this time. Father, I know you're able to forgive. I know you're able, praise God. You have given us authority. You have given me this authority, praise God, to pray. And based on the authority and the power that you have given me in the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the power of the Holy Spirit, the believer's authority is taken to prayer, overcomes it, to drive out the powers of darkness. Father God, let no darkness dwell in my home. Praise God, around me, my children, praise God, my loved ones, my family, my downline, praise God, for the word of the Lord is quicker and powerful than any sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder and the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow. And it is the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. It says it in Hebrew 4 and 12. And Father God, I thank you. Then, praise God, I thank you, praise God, for the joy of saying, Lord, even the demons, hallelujah, are subject to your name. And praise God, I thank you, praise God, because I saw Satan falling like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample upon serpents and scorpions and all of the power of the enemy. And nothing shall of any means hurt you. In Mark 16, 17, 18, and 20. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out devils. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, praise God, it will not hurt them or harm them. And they will lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Father God, your word said so in verse 20. And they went out and they preached everywhere the work of the Lord of working with them and confirming the word through the accomplishing of signs. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for your word, because your word is true. Your word is true. You cannot lie. You have never lied. You're not a liar. Father, I thank you. And Father, I command you, praise God. I command the devil and all evil spirits in the sound of my voice to loose and me and leave my presence by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. Praise God of Revelation 12 and 11. I have overcome you, devil, and evil spirits in the name of Christ who died on the cross for my sins and the sins of the world. I am, praise God, blood bought. I'm a blood bought child of God. Thank you, Father God. And Satan, you are trespassing. You have no right to come near me, my land, praise God, or my property, including the atmosphere about me. I plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ over you, devil. You have no power. You have no power. You have no power. Hey, God, you have no power. You are defeated through the blood. Hallelujah. A thickening hedge of protection against all the evil spirits. A wedge between us and that you cannot penetrate. I, praise God, I speak the blood against you, Satan. I speak the blood against you and your imps. I speak the blood against you. Hallelujah. In Jesus Christ's holy name. It is written in God's word, no weapon formed against me can prosper. I stand on the word of God. He is my shield and my buckler. Psalms 35 and 2 says, he said it in Deuteronomy. He said it, devil. 33 and 27. That he thrust out the enemy and said to me, destroy them. And Lord Jesus Christ, I ask you according to John 14, 13, 14, to destroy the enemy. The enemy, God. Yabosha. Kaya Shemalasa. Yakaushayamayata. Kalinine Osoko Sukodiata. Satan, you are defeated. You are defeated, foe. You have been defeated by the authority and the power given to me in Luke 10, 18, and 20. I command you to leave Mark 16, 17, and I loose you into the abyss, into the abyss, the dry waste place, with all your millions in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus, I ask you according to John 13, 14, to destroy all the darkness destruction that came with the enemy. Cleanse my way in your precious blood. Heal me, restore, and seal me up in your glory. I ask you to shut all demonic doors. Lord God, all demonic doors that needs to be shut, and seal them so that the evil spirits can never come through them again. Lord Jesus, I ask you to loose your angels over me and my family, my loved ones, my neighborhood, my home, everything that you have placed in my care, my family, bloodline. Ha! Yeah. I ask that you, praise God, will protect us and this land from the enemy from coming back again. Oh, Father, we realize we do not fight against flesh and blood. We do not fight. But, Father, I thank you that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I thank you that every tongue and every word that rises against me in judgment, you shall condemn. Ha, God, I thank you, Heavenly Father, that this is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and our righteousness is from you, according to Isaiah 54:17. I thank you, Father, that it is written, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of the stronghold, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring it into captivity every thought of the obedience of Christ, according to 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. And Jesus, I pull down any stronghold that Satan may have over me and my family, my loved ones, my dreams, my visions, my ministry. I thank you that the yoke will be destroyed, because the anointing oil, according to Isaiah 10:27, Heavenly Father, I ask you now to cause your anointing to break, and destroy any yoke of bondage that are keeping me from a relationship, a personal relationship with you. Deliver me, praise God. Deliver us. And free us from all godly bondages. I ask you to loose your mighty warring angels in great abundance in my presence and into my home, workplace. Protect me against anything that is not of you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Yeka osaya. Kamadisi lasa kayandansia. Kamarada osiaka kakamosi. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Glory to your name. You are an awesome God. Yekalia samakaya sakalia sakala. Kabababa seke ekauta. Moshiaka. Holy Ghost. Ikeribosha. Hear my cry, O God. Rianoshiata. Attend to my prayers. Ha yeke asatata. Hey, Kamaloshaba. Now you say, from the ends of the earth, I will cry unto you when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock. Oh God, Idebosha, Karadebosha. The rock that is higher than I. Hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God, Idarosha. Thank you, Lord. You have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever, and I will trust in the shelter of your wings. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. And I ask you to let me abide with you forever, and have mercy and truth which will preserve me. Heavenly Father, hear my voice. O God, in my meditation, preserve my life for fear of the enemy, but hide me from the secret plots of the wicked. Yea, God, you did Osha. Come along, she could have done that, Osa. Come along, she makalia sata. Yes, Father, Kandiri Shimineka Maoseye. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and trust in him. Heavenly Father, you, O Lord, I put my trust. Never let me be ashamed. Deliver me in your righteousness, Heavenly Father. I acknowledge my sins to you and my iniquity. I have not hidden. I said, I have not hidden. And Father, I thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you. Thank you, Father. And I pray, hallelujah, it is well. It is well. Thank you for saving me and my family. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Ha! Glory to God. Glory to God. Ayayamashi. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the blood. It was the blood. It's the blood. It's the blood. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless you, Father. I bless you now. I bless you now. I ask you, Lord, that you let the glory of the Lord arise upon us. According to Isaiah 60, I ask you, Father, let your glory be seen on me throughout my days. Let your glory be seen. Heavenly Father, I ask you, when anyone look upon me, they will see you, Lord, in me and around me. Hallelujah. Hey, thank you, Father. Hey, thank you. Let every action that I do proclaim you, Lord, in every way. I give you praise. I give you glory. I honor you. I honor you. You're worthy. You're worthy. You are pure, you are righteous, you are true, you are faithful, you are patient, you are love. I thank you. I thank you for being my God. Thank you, Lord. And I say this, shalom, shalom, shalom. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy. You're worthy. Be blessed. Stay prayerful. And as I close, I say, get a prayer life with the Lord. You don't have to start out with big. You start out with the Lord's Prayer. Pray. Pray. Always pray. You don't have to be in a church to pray. Pray going out, pray coming in, pray getting up, pray laying down. Oh, prayer is my life. Without it, I can't breathe. Oh, get your prayer life with the Lord. You'll be glad that you did. You'll be blessed. until the next time. God bless you.